Community by Harry Benning and David Ramsden. Episode 1, Name Calling.
Oh, Claire, he's beautiful.
Isn't he just?
What did I tell you?
I know, and you were absolutely right, Helen. I can remember you talking to me about motherhood, you know, what it was like and how it felt, and it meant nothing to me, but now, all your words, they make perfect sense. To cradle a child and clothe it, comfort it, feed it, and be fully responsible for all its little needs must be the most rewarding experience in the world. She's very lucky, our au pair.
I've given him his bath.
Thank you, Nolly.
I've changed his sheets.
Thank you, Nolly.
And I'll put him to bed now.
Lovely.
Do you want to hold him?
Oh. Yeah, why not?
There you go.
Yeah. Actually, Nolly, could you?
Of course. Come on, little Tommy, come.
Nolly, it isn't Tommy, it's Thomas. He's Thomas Paine Barker.
Okay. Come along, Thomas Paine Barker. It's bedtime. Say goodnight to Mummy. Mummy is the lady on the left.
Thank you, Nolly. Thomas. Yeah, we thought of it last night.
You're not going with Mahatma, then?
Right, I'm over here.
Oh, hi, Simon. Good man, got me a pint in.
It's good to see you, mate. Didn't think you were allowed off the lead, what with a new baby.
Actually, Simon, it isn't like that with Claire. Claire actually encourages me to go out. She understands that parenting is so demanding that, you know, it's vital that I have some quality time and personal space for myself. Cheers. Ah, fabulous. Can't beat a good pint. Well, best be getting home then.
Hang on, Brian. What's your hurry?
I can't stand the pub enjoying myself. I feel too guilty.
Yes, you can. Landlord, another pint for my friend, please. I think Claire and the au pair shall be able to cope between them. There you go. Cheers.
Cheers. I'm not being honest with you. Truth is, I miss the little blighter. I think about him all the time. You know, his little nose, his little toes with perfectly formed little toenails. I love the sight of him, the sound of him. I even love the smell of him. So I'm welling up here. Look, the little boy has helped me come to a fuller understanding. Oh, God, here come the waterworks. I suppose what I'm trying to say, Simon... Simon? Don't move along the bar, Simon. I'm talking to you.
Come on, Helen, think. I don't know, Claire. It's difficult.
Hi, Claire. Pub got a bit crowded, so I thought we'd get some take-home. Has he gone to bed?
Of course he's gone to bed.
Oh, I'll just pop upstairs and see him.
You're quietly.
Of course, quietly.
Hello, Simon.
Hello, Helen.
Don't worry, everyone, I'm fine.
So, Simon, how have you been?
Very well, thank you, Helen. And yourself?
Fine, thank you for asking.
Don't mention it.
Pig.
Cow.
Now, come on now, you two. Just let bygones be bygones. I assure you, Claire, I've moved on since my divorce from Simon. It no longer bothers me in the slightest that my ex-husband slept with a holiday rep on our honeymoon.
Oh, yes, that's so typical of you, Helen. Slang off Simon for the adultery with the holiday rep, but conveniently forget that I got us an upgrade on our room.
But when Mr. Brain in his pants here starts toying with the affections of an impressionable young girl like Megan...
Oh, please, don't give me that tosh. She's not young.
She is.
Yeah, compared to you.
Pig.
Cow.
Break it up now, Helen. Need your help here.
Working late?
Sort of. We bought this silver dish as a leaving present for our team clerk.
We're going to have it engraved with her name and a few words of appreciation.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, well, 20 years she's worked at the family centre. She's always the first person to arrive in the morning and always the last to leave at night. She's never missed a day.
No.
To the older social workers, she's been a constant support. To the younger ones, she's a sort of mother figure, isn't she? She's always there with a comforting hug or understanding smile. Mm.
And you can't find the words?
Oh, no, we've got the words. We can't remember her name.
Claire?
Is he asleep?
Yes, he is. In the doorway. I'm going to need some help moving him. Brian is big lord arse, is correct English?
Spot on. How many did he have?
Only two. I think our Brian is a bit out of practice.
Simon, this is our au pair, Gnarly.
Hello.
Hello. Miss Claire?
Nolly, I have told you before, I'm not a morning person. Please don't bombard me with questions when I'm just going to work.
I'm sorry. It's just two questions.
All right, be quick. What are they?
I haven't had time to do the washing yet, and the only clean T-shirt Thomas has is the blue Power Ranger T-shirt Nanny Harris buys him, which you tell me must never wear because it's his sexy stereotyping celebration of violence.
Okay, you put it on him, but for one day only and inside out. Right, what's the other question?
Do you want him to have the MMR, or shall I take him for separate jobs?
No, I'm sorry, Nolly, I am in a hurry. You're the one with all the literature.
Morning, everyone. Morning, Thomas, my little tank engine. Woo-hoo! Good morning, Claire, you sleek diesel. Good morning, Nolly, our dependable express.
Good morning, Brian, the fat controller.
Yes, very, very good, Nolly. Getting into the spirit of it.
Brian, will your friend Simon be coming around tonight?
No, I don't think so.
But he will be around?
Yes, he comes around to see us all the time.
And his wife, girlfriend, or significant partner does not mind this?
No, Simon's single.
Ah, you see? Come along, Thomas. It is a lovely day.
Brian, shut the door.
Why?
Just shut it, will you? I don't want Simon around Gnarly.
What?
You know Simon's reputation as well as I do. Gnarly is a young girl, and this is the first time she's been abroad. It's only the second time she's left her village. She has no family here, no friends, no social circle, no support network.
You're saying she's vulnerable?
I am saying she is gold dust. An au pair without anything to distract her from looking after the baby. That's a very precious commodity, and I am not having your mate Simon barging in and spoiling things.
I did say team meeting 11 o'clock, didn't I?
Yeah, Claire knows. She'll be here, Irene.
It's difficult with a young baby.
How old is little Fidel now?
Well, she's 4 months, and it's not Fidel anymore, it's Mahatma. Look out, I've crocheted him a little matching jumper and scarves and glove set, all with his name on. Look, it took me days.
Megan, there's something you need to know.
What?
Well, how can I put this? Do you know any other children called Mahatma?
Oh, tits. It took me long enough to unpick Biko.
He's Thomas now, Thomas Payne Barker.
Pain?
After his father.
After the 18th century revolutionary.
Still, at least it's an improvement on the 14th century leader of the peasants' revolt.
What?
No, Thomas is an improvement.
No, what was his name?
I can't remember.
What Tyler? They named their child after what Tyler?
Are we having a quiz now?
For Christ's sake, Claire, please hurry up. Good morning, Claire.
Morning, Keith.
By the way...
What is it, Keith? I'm about to go into a meeting.
Claire, have you lost a bit of weight?
And what's it to you if I have?
Well, I was just saying...
I don't remember inviting your opinion on my physical appearance. Or do you feel that as a man you have the right to pass judgment on every woman who enters your field of vision?
No.
But just keep us on our toes, make sure we conform to your narrow and frankly ridiculous concept of female shape and form.
I just meant, you know, well done after having the baby.
Well done? Oh, I'm being congratulated now, am I? After the aberrant behaviour of giving birth, I have succeeded in exchanging the natural body that 9 months pregnancy gave me for one that you, a man, find more acceptable. Well done me for surrendering to the tyrannical dictates of the lad mag mentality. Is that it, Keith? Is that what you are saying to me?
No, I just thought, sorry.
Morning, team. Do you think I've lost weight?
Jackson, how many times? If it comes out, just pop it straight back in again and stop frightening the year sevens. So, Simon, you approve of Thomas?
Oh, nice. Although, I still quite like Mandela. Where did you get that name from?
Oh, Simon, I fear we're going to have to hide you from Ofsted again.
Your au pair seems nice.
No, Simon, no.
What?
Well, back at our house, we're still picking up the pieces after your relationship with Megan.
I just said that she seemed nice.
Do us a favour, mate. Promise you'll leave Gnarly alone.
I would if it were up to me.
What do you mean?
They pursue me.
You
could say no.
Well, I can't.
Why not?
Well, it would be rude, wouldn't it? I wasn't brought up to be rude, Brian.
Just keep away from her, will you?
Mr. Harris! Mr. Harris!
Not now, Kimberly.
But Mr. Harris!
All right, but it better be important.
The headmaster's got out again.
But, Ray, this isn't fair. You've already got a desk by a window.
Yes, Helen, but it's also next to a damp patch that smells.
Oh.
And anyway, just last month, Rachel promised me I could have her desk when she went.
Rachel promised me her desk ages ago.
Verbally?
Yes, verbally.
Well, sorry, Helen, but I've got an email from her. End of.
All right, all right. If you two are completely finished, can we get back to my initial point? Who's going to Rachel's funeral?
Yeah, right.
Yes, Claire, you'd like to say something?
Yes, I would. I should like to register my disapproval in the strongest terms.
Disapproval noted. Moving on.
Hang on, I haven't told you what I'm disapproving of.
Oh, go on.
I disapprove of the use of our family centre facilities by local paramilitary organisations.
Brown Al has assured me they'll be back in the church hall as soon as the dry rot is treated. Next up. The team clerk's name. Any progress?
I haven't got a clue. Sorry.
Pamela.
Pamela?
The team clerk's name.
Well, how do you know that?
I asked her.
You just asked her?
No, it was a bit more canny than that. I went over to her desk and I said to her, do you spell your name with an E or an A? Because I know that A and E are the most commonly used vowels. And she said both an E and an A. So I said, oh, really? So that'll be the Scottish spelling beginning with T? And she said, no, a P. And I said, oh, ending with a D. And she said, I really haven't got time for this. And she walked away. And it was then that I saw her name on top of a piece of paper.
Oh, well done, Megan. Which brings us to the long-awaited, chronically overdue refurbishment, repair and redecoration of the family centre. Which isn't going to happen.
What? No, you are joking me.
Cancelled indefinitely due to budgetary pressures. The council has run out of money after attending the town twinning ceremony with Honolulu.
Oh, this is intolerable. The building's falling down. I, for one, am not prepared to stand back and let this family centre collapse into disrepair. These may just be bricks and mortar to the petty bureaucrats at the town hall, but quick, Megan, write this down. I might use this in interviews. To us, it is the beating heart of the community.
But what do you suggest we do?
Industrial action?
I think industrial action must always be the final resort of the social worker. What if we go on strike and our clients can't cope?
Worse still, what if they can?
This, my friends and colleagues, is a job for people power. We are a family centre, and the family we serve...
Hold on. These may be bricks and mortar.
Well, looks like the council have a battle on their hands. Claire, you seem to have appointed yourself campaign strategist. We'll leave it to you. Huh? Meeting adjourned.
No hard feelings about Rachel's desk by the window, I hope, Helen.
No hard feelings, Ray. Are you okay?
Actually, Helen, no, I'm not okay. I have the most important presentation of my career later today and I've developed an uncontrollable nervous cough.
Hang on, Ray. I think Dr. Helen may have just the thing in her travelling pharmacy. There you go. Take two of these. Here, some water.
No, hang on, they're not beta blockers, are they? I don't want to take beta blockers.
No, they're not beta blockers. Ooh. These will be much more effective. All gone?
All gone. What are they?
Super strength laxatives. Two of those and you dank cough.
Banners?
No, not banners. It's too confrontational.
Placards?
No, placards are too SWP.
Flags?
No, too flaggy. This is a community event, a non-violent expression of popular discontent.
Sorry, Claire, I've got work to do.
Oh, come on, Megan, don't sulk.
You asked for ideas.
I did, and it was a good idea. I just can't see Bono recording a charity single for us. You just keep thinking, Megan, and something will occur to you.
Okay. Oh, hey, look at his little Thomas in his adorable Power Rangers T-shirt. Claire, that's given me an idea.
Molly, what are you doing here?
Claire, can I have one?
It's not Thomas, is it? There's nothing wrong.
No, he's fine.
Oh, Nolly, I thought I told you to turn that T-shirt inside out.
Here, you take him. You do it.
Nolly?
In fact, you do everything from now on. You feed him, you clothe him, you change him, you go to him when he's crying in the night.
Oh, excuse me, I do so go to him when he's crying in the night.
No, Brian does.
Well, that's the same thing.
No, okay, okay. I'll give him here. You are holding him upside down. I've packed my bags. I'm leaving. I'm going home now. At least I'm appreciated at home. I shall return to my village and accept the marriage proposal of Oleg the Undertaker. He is a good man, but repulsive.
Lolly, oh, please, look, can't we discuss this?
There is nothing to discuss. He is repulsive. Look, I have photographs.
Wow.
But looks aren't everything, and the undertaking business has been very good since the accident at the reactor.
You can't go. I thought you were happy with us. What can I do to change your mind?
Nothing. My mind is made up. Goodbye.
Oh, that's a shame. Thomas, well, he'll really miss you.
And I will miss Thomas.
And Brian will miss you.
And I will miss Brian.
And I will miss you.
Goodbye.
Simon will miss you.
Simon?
Didn't I tell you? Oh, yeah, you know, Brian says that Simon can't stop talking about you.
Really?
Yeah, but of course, sorry, there's you and Oleg to consider. Well, I wish you both every happiness. Goodbye, Gnarly.
Oh, maybe stay one more week. Come on, Thomas, we go home now. I feel pretty.
Thanks, Gnarly. And if you've got a moment, can you weed the garden again, but properly this time?
Yeah, I can't believe you just did that.
What?
You just served up that young woman to Simon as if she were a bowl of neeps.
No, I didn't. I don't even know what neeps are.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, to conclude, disadvantaged young people throughout the UK are routinely stereotyped as hoodies, yobs and chavettes. Many young people we work with at the Sparrowhawk Family Centre do wear hoods. But we have found that with the right support, they are hugely... Could somebody fetch me a glass of water, please? Motivated. Water, please, quickly. To put their skills and passions... Come on, somebody, please. Bottled is fine. Can you please just hurry up and... Would you all excuse me a moment?
Last time, Ram Prakash, it belongs to Coleman. Give it back. What do you mean you don't know where he is? It was you who stole his wheelchair. I've had enough of this week. Roll on Friday, eh, Brian? Oh, for heaven's sake, Brian, you're at it again.
Huh?
You know full well, staring into the middle distance, eyes all moist... You're thinking about Thomas.
Okay. Yes, I am. Standing here, watching all the kids in the playground, running around, laughing, shouting, fighting, scuffed knees, shirt tails out. I'm thinking, that'll be Thomas in 12 years' time. We'll have to have him privately educated.
Come on, mate, give it a rest. Thomas is a lovely boy, but you're getting a bit... obsessed.
No, I'm not.
I know what you need.
No, you don't.
A lad's night out.
Now, I'm perfectly happy.
At the pub.
Everything's good.
Your beer's down, you know?
I'm fine.
Footy on the big screen.
Believe me, I'm okay.
A little social lubrication.
For the last time, Simon, I do not need lubricating. I saw that, Karen. Pick it up and pop it in the bin.
Cheers. The exciting thing is we've had so much encouraging feedback from the community. We've had pledges of support and the like that the council, they're just going to have to take notice.
Only if our protest is different. We need media coverage.
We need a gimmick.
I can get us a celebrity.
Who? Not your old school friend who made it into the papers.
No, of course not. He's still in prison. A proper celebrity.
Well, I'll believe it when I see it.
It's getting the message across that matters. Megan, you said earlier that you had a brilliant idea.
Might have.
Oh, come on, Megan, stop sulking.
I'm not sulking, I'm angry.
What's the problem?
Megan thinks I'm taking advantage of our au pair, Gnarly.
You are, Claire.
Look, We have taken that girl in. We have made her as much a part of our family as of her own back home in Latvia. Estonia. Slovenia, she did say.
Molly wants to leave and Claire is dangling Simon as bait to make her stay.
Oh, well, I can certainly see that working.
Is Simon really that attractive?
Well, attractive enough for me to marry him.
Attractive enough for me to go out with him.
Attractive enough for me to have a fling with him.
You?
Yep, when things were really bad between me and Stanley. So I guess the answer to the question, is Simon really that sexy, has to be yes, since 80% of the people around this table have slept with him.
Excuse me, Irene, I have done no such thing.
Look, we were both drunk. I don't even know if he even remembers it.
Oh, come on, Megan, what's your brilliant idea?
Well, it was when Thomas came into the office, I noticed his T-shirt. Claire noticed his T-shirt. People notice T-shirts.
That's it, I've got it. A slogan on a T-shirt.
Hang on, it was my idea.
No, you just said T-shirt. I took the idea and I put it into creative development. The question is... What do we put on the T-shirt?
Don't let the Sparrowhawk suffer.
That's too obscure.
Sparrowhawk Estate says, save our centre.
That's too verbose. It has to be punchy. It has to be pithy yet powerful. Megan, can you give me a pen, Megan? Helen, give me a beer mat. Mm-hmm. It's coming. Yes, I've got it. Megan, I want you to take this beer mat to the printers tomorrow and have this slogan printed on 50 T-shirts.
These exact words.
Those exact words.
Well, that sounds to me like a cause for celebration. I'm going to the bar. Same again for everybody?
Yes,
please.
Hey.
What is it, Helen?
Are those new trousers?
Brian, are you asleep? Okay, let's cut the crap. Brian, are you asleep? It's a rhetorical question, as we both know that you're not, and even if you were asleep, I'd wake you up anyway.
Oh, not again. He's been Thomas for a record-breaking 3 days now.
Brian, calm down. I have absolutely no intention of changing Thomas's name. Although, now you mention it, I have been thinking Obama Barker has a certain ring.
Give me strength.
Oh, no, it's not Thomas. It's this thing about Simon.
No, hold on. Don't worry, Claire. I've sorted it all out. Simon's given me his solemn promise that he will not go anywhere near Gnarly or give her any encouragement if he finds himself within her vicinity.
Looks like you've covered all the bases.
I have. Good night, Claire.
Brian, there's been a change of plan.
Outside the town hall, 10 a.m. prompt. It's 10:05 and Claire is always late these days.
Here she comes now.
Sorry, I'm late. Thomas had a really bad night with the colic.
Kept you awake?
Oh, no, I slept through. It's only Gnarly insisted on telling me all about it this morning.
Well, don't worry. Everything is in place. The children are all on the bus waiting for my signal to put on their T-shirts and charge up the steps to the town hall, start their process.
We've got the press, local radio, and there's even a TV crew. It's going to be big.
What do the T-shirts look like?
Oh, don't know. They've only just been delivered. Megan's handing them out on the bus now.
Megan's giving us the thumbs up. Let's go!
Look at them go. This is going to be noticed.
Well, what do you think? The printer's cuttings were a bit fine, but apart from that, everything according to plan.
Well done, Megan.
Thanks.
Megan, is that one of the T-shirts you're wearing?
Yes, it is. It looks great, doesn't it?
What have you got written on it?
What you suggested.
No, Megan, that is not what I suggested. I suggested say no to local council cuts.
Cuts?
Yes, cuts.
No, I thought it was a bit strong.
Hold on, Claire. We can still salvage this. Let's get Ray to bring his celebrity out now and draw the media away.
Oh, good idea. Ray, bring your celebrity out now.
Here we are, team. I promised you a top-grade celebrity, and I believe I have delivered.
Oh, my Lord. I don't believe
it. It's Terry Wogan.
And he's wearing one of our T-shirts.
Here he is, Simon.
Go on, my son.
I never realised before, but you don't just love your children, you fall in love with them. Fatherhood has changed me so profoundly, taught me what matters. Never knew I'd...
Penalty!
He's giving it!
I should have bloody hope so.
What was I saying?
Can't remember.
couldn't have been important.
Look, I don't want to get grumpy, but if you're going to sit on my lap, Gnarly, could you get your hair out of my face?
Sorry, Simon.
Yes!
Okay, I'd like to keep this team meeting short because I'm away on a course this afternoon.
A golf course?
First up, I received a lovely letter of thanks from Pauline.
Who's Pauline?
Oh, you must remember Pauline, Megan. We gave her a silver plate with Pamela's name on it.
Is she at a desk for crying out loud? It was a simple mistake.
Just like the T-shirts.
You cannot blame me for the T-shirt.
The T-shirts were your idea.
How am I going to face Uncle Terry this Christmas?
Actually, Megan, the T-shirts have proved to be an extraordinary success. They attracted the attention of media from all over the country.
Well done, Megan.
Nice work.
Well, always say there's no such thing as bad publicity.
Thank you, Gary Glitter. Can we carry on with the meeting?
Point is, our campaign has made it impossible for the council to ignore how desperate the conditions are within the Sparrowhawk Family Centre.
Hooray!
Nor can they drag their feet on the issue. For once, they have decided to take the bull by the horns and act.
Hooray!
They're closing us down.
Hooray!
Helen?
What? Oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't really paying attention.
Here comes Dickie Ducky. Splash. Diggy Ducky loves bath time with Thomas. So does Daddy. I'm in here. I'm in the bathroom.
It's okay, Brian. It's okay. It's me.
Oh, hi, Claire. Sorry if I woke you, but I was up. So was Thomas. And I thought we'd snatch some quality time together before I went to work.
I guess that's what you were doing. I think it's brilliant. Oh, the two of you look so cute in the bath. I've decided we have to have a photograph.
I have the camera, Claire. What do I do?
You just point and click.
Point and click.
Claire!
Yeah, I'll take it, but I have to get into work early.
Bye!
Bye.
So, Brian, smile. No, hold on a minute. Claire says just point and click, but this camera has a zoom lens. It's making everything look tiny. Oh, sorry, my mistake.
Just take the picture. You have been listening to Claire in the Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden. Starring Sally Phillips, Nina Conti, Alex Lowe, Richard Lumsden, Lisa Tarbuck, Ellen Thomas, Andrew Wincott and Donla Hughes. The producer was Katie Tyrrell.